come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. It is Monday, July 21st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Saturday was supposed to have been our Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Thank God we postponed it till next year, the third Saturday in July, July 18th, 2026. I don't know about you guys, but we basically had horrible, overcast, cloudy, barely in the 70s weather all day on Saturday. Didn't actually clear up and get nice until about 5 o'clock, which would have been after the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. So, thank you, God. We greatly appreciate that. Postponed it till next year. We're going to have governors there. We're going to have U.S. Senate candidates there. It'll be about 2 weeks before the August primary, so mark your calendar. You've got 363 days advance notice. So July 18th, next year, Central Lake, Michigan. Mark your calendars. We'll be talking about it probably in March. We'll make sure everybody knows about it well in advance. You can plan it, put it on your calendar. Again, July 18th, 2026, 12 noon in Central Lake, Michigan. One of the things I think is pretty interesting, the process of how things are happening in Lansing. Certain bills being advanced, certain things happening. But quote of the day from Friday, after we got off the radio, after we got off the air, State Representative Matt Maddock appeared on Little Timmy Skubik's Off the Record that he doesn't believe SanDisk was ever going to bring a project to fruition in Mundy Township down in Genesee County. He got quote of the day when he said, "I think it was a fairy tale, to be honest with you." Of course, referring to their decision not to move forward with a $55 billion project. Kind of interesting. Well, in addition, Michonne Maddock, his wife, former co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, said that President Donald Trump likely will not endorse in Michigan's Republican gubernatorial primary. This also was confirmed by her husband, State Representative Matt Maddock, while he was on the overtime edition of Off the Record. Michon Maddock, who talks directly to the president, said he has the president's back and believes that John James should stay out of the governor's race and run for re-election in the House. It's foolish for him to run for governor, Maddock said. He should go back and run for the U.S. House. I love John James. He's a great guy. I think he serves more value to his constituents and the nation if he keeps that seat. Well, we're going to talk about the 10th Congressional District. We're going to break it all down for you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Over the weekend, little Timmy Skubik, off the record, had State Representative Matt Maddock. He's also part of the Appropriations Committee in the House, putting together a budget for the governor to consider when they get back in September. Well, it's kind of interesting because the process of going through and setting up the gubernatorial candidates, kind of interesting. John James represents the 10th Congressional District. Basically, the Shelby Township, western part of Macomb County. And he won the seat, which now appears to be a 50-50 seat. Donald Trump edged out Kamala Harris there last year, November 5th, 2024. Well, his first election for John James to run for Congress was back in 2022. James won that race by only 1,600 votes. But fast forward to the 24 election, that was his first re-election to Congress. He won 26,074 votes over the Democrat. He actually did better in the 10th Congressional District than Donald Trump did, percentage-wise. Now, it's believed that James would be the Republicans' best chance to keep the seat red next year election, 2026, which would end up serving the final 2 years of Donald Trump's second term. The Democrats have already five candidates that have filed for that primary. As of the report last Tuesday, they already have $1.2 million cash on hand. Well, two first-time Republican candidates just started their campaigns this month, haven't even filed a campaign finance report. Open Carry Michigan President Casey Armitage and Assistant Macomb County Prosecutor Robert Lejadre. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting, neither one of them have necessarily large name recognition for Congress. Kind of interesting, because Matt Maddox said this likely won't be the sum of all the candidates that end up running in the field. But if Maddox doesn't reverse course and run for the House, if James doesn't reverse course and run for the House, Trump will not be endorsing James in the primary for governor, Maddox said. In fact, it's very likely Trump is going to stay out of the governor's race altogether. He won't endorse anybody. Asked how he knows what the president is thinking, Maddox simply said, "I know a lot of things," and just left it at that. Now, in terms of the governor's race right now, of course, John James allegedly is filed and is going to run, but also former Attorney General Mike Cox, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, former House Speaker Tom Leonard. And Maddox said, "Don't forget, I wouldn't count out Perry Johnson and possibly Kevin Rinke." So if that ends up being the field, guess what? I don't think Donald Trump will endorse in that race either. And I hope he doesn't. So State Representative Matt Maddox, that's what he thinks. I agree. I think it would be best, let us, the people of Michigan, decide who we want to be our candidate. Let them debate it out, and may the best man win. And by the way, I mentioned this before, I believe it was last week, Tudor Dixon has announced she is not going to run for anything. She's not running for governor, and she's not going to run for U.S. Senate. So, pretty interesting development in the governor's race for Republicans. Now, also, while he was appearing on Off the Record, being the vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Maddox said he doesn't believe that SanDisk was ever serious about building the promised $55 billion semiconductor plant in Mundy Township, Genesee County. And the story that it was going to come here with the right incentive package was a fairy tale, quote unquote. Speaking on Off the Record, Maddox said the $6.2 billion incentive package, the governor as well as the Michigan Economic Development Corporation dangled in front of SanDisk was never, was never going to get House Republican caucus support because simply it was a bad deal for the taxpayers. Maddox said, I think it was a fairy tale, to be honest with you. I don't think they ever intended to relocate to Michigan. I think there are a lot of these companies that if they have a state, they're going to relocate to. They're going to go there, whether they get an incentive or not. So, pretty interesting. One of the things that you have to look at is the fact that they never signed a letter of intent. If they were going to give a letter of intent, it would have been given months ago. So, pretty interesting. Now, one question that Maddox was asked, what if President Donald Trump had fulfilled Governor Gretchen Whitmer's request and would have embraced it? Maddox said the president would have never gone there. He's smarter than that. Maddox said point blank, Donald Trump is not to blame for SanDisk pulling out of the project and its promised 10,000 jobs. While the report from the governor's office was that the volatile tariffs and economic uncertainty caused the company to scrap the 1,000-acre project by Bishop Airport in Genesee County, Flint, Michigan area. Maddox said he believes the state's high electricity rates and the state's economic climate had more to do with it. These semiconductor plants use massive amounts of energy. And unless energy companies can promise 3 cents per kilowatt energy costs, any incentives the administration or the Michigan Economic Development Corporation would have offered wouldn't have mattered. However, the leftist communist leaders who are running the energy companies aren't making affordable energy a priority in this state. They're more concerned about where the energy is coming from. Well, here's what happened as a result. 260 million dollars of our taxpayer dollars was spent acquiring the Mundy Township property from the 36 families that makes up the site. And now there's nothing to show for it. Maddox back of the napkin math was that $6 billion in incentives means $12,000 per working Michigander. He had indicated that he had a hard time reconciling that type of state spending. We're taking money from the people who are living paycheck to paycheck from Garden City to Flint, all over, and giving it to multi-billion dollar companies and billionaires. That's insane. It's immoral. To be honest with you, we shouldn't be doing it. Well, singing out of the same hymnal was State Representative Tom Kuntz of Clare. He said during Friday's recording that will be appearing on Monday's MERS podcast, he too doesn't believe the project, dubbed Project Grit by the governor's team, was ever going to happen. They were dangling a carrot, Kuhn said. Hey, hey, look at us here in Michigan. He said, Kuhn said, that the $6.2 billion bribe to create 10,000 jobs would have ended up costing $600,000 per job created, which have been terrible for the state of Michigan taxpayers. The bottom line issue, Kuhn said, is that Michigan taxes are too high, regulations are too tight, electricity costs too much, and it's chasing business away. We needed the jobs, but it's our fault. It's our fault because we're allowing our policies to drive businesses away from our state, Kuhn said. Now, it was kind of interesting because they also had, for today's MERS podcast, State Representative Emily Devendorf of Lansing, a Democrat. She actually concurred that the corporate incentives are not the best way to inspire economic development or to support our communities. Their take is that the state must embrace a holistic approach to economic development that makes building up communities attractive to business leaders instead of just setting it up that we're basically begging and paying corporations to come here. However, Democrat Devendorf disagreed with Kuntz on why Sandusk backed out of Michigan. She continued to argue the governor's spin that said that Trump's expensive and unpredictable tariffs drove up the price of the needed precious metals used to make microchips. See, the only problem with the Democrats' argument, explanation on this, the precious metals would have only been taxed with a tariff if they had been coming in from outside the country. We have the precious metals available here in the United States that would be tariff-free. Evidently, Sandusk and these Democrats believed they were going to get their raw materials from other countries. That's the only way their argument even makes sense. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.